Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. So good to have you with us, and thank you again for your support. KPCC reporter Libby Denkman has been out at Echo Park Lake this morning, where there are serious concerns about what's happening to a series of encampments that have been set up alongside the lake, and the longstanding concerns of some residents about those encampments being allowed to stay previously. What's uncertain is what the future holds for the park, as the city has been a little less than fully transparent about what's planned. But Libby, can you fill us in on what's going on right there this morning?
Yes, Larry, I just got back from Echo Park Lake, and I can tell you there were hundreds of folks who showed up today, allies of the residents of the tent encampments there, and also tent residents who say they want the right to stay in the park. But right now, it looks as though the city will be closing the park in the near future. Mitch O'Farrell's office, the city councilman who represents the area, said this morning again that there would be signs going up soon, quote, to announce the closure of the park and then the subsequent clearing of the encampments there. I would estimate about 50 to 100 people are still living in the park, Larry, although that is down from close to 200 people just last month. Mitch O'Farrell's office says they've been working with LHASA, the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, to get people into transitional housing, including hotel rooms, project room key rooms. But the folks who are there still say this is a community that they have built over time. There's a shared garden. There are showers they have built, and they're not blocking, to be clear, the path that runs around the lake, so folks can still do their jogging and exercising. And they're primarily taking up the northern half of the park with their encampment. So when I was there talking with residents, talking with activists, there were rumors just flying around about when these notices would go up, actually officially announcing the closure of the park and when the fences would be brought in. This has been a confusing time for them. It's been expected for some time that there would be a serious effort to clear the encampment, but now it appears that that effort is imminent, and folks say that they're ready to fight to stay.
I was reading that yesterday the LA Homeless Services Authority, LHASA, had several shuttle bus loads of residents from the park who were being moved to a downtown hotel, but that there were more people, at least as of yesterday, who were willing to be relocated to the hotel than they had shuttle rides to take them there. I don't know if that meant they didn't have the rooms or what, but do we have any update on that, whether there are more rooms that are still available for people who do want to go?
Well, for the project room key sites, which are in the hotel rooms that you're referencing, there are eligibility requirements to be a part of that program. So there are many people who are at the lake who don't fit that requirement. So they might be able to access another type of shelter. But the non-congregate shelters that are the project room key sites, for example, you have to have an underlying medical condition that makes you particularly vulnerable to COVID-19, or you have to be over 65. So, you know, there are many people who may want that type of shelter, but they're not eligible for it. And so, you know, perhaps the Bridge Home sites or other types of city shelters might be available, although oftentimes we hear from activists who say, you know, we have tried to get folks who are willing to go to shelter a bed, and it can take some time. It's an uncertain process, and oftentimes there's not a bed available in the neighborhood where people are living and have connections and are, you know, have social networks. So the Project Room Key Sites specifically, a lot of folks who had been moved, like Mitch O'Farrell's office said, about 100, 120 people have been moved in recent weeks. But still many, many tents and people between 50 and 100 who are living in Echo Park Lake. And many of them say they would like to stay.
All right. And this is part of the city's process of doing a rehab of the park. Is that right?
That's what the Mitch O'Farrell's office, the statement that they released this morning said, that there is some damage that they need to repair. And that includes repainting the boathouse. There's some plumbing work to be done. There's some work on the playground and some landscaping. So they would like to get to work on, they say, over a $500,000 of work rehabbing that park. You know, the folks who are living in the community, the tent community at Echo Park, say that's an excuse to get us to move. And I do want to point out, they raise the issue that the CDC guidance still indicates that folks who are homeless should be allowed to stay in place during the pandemic, because the CDC says it becomes more of a health concern when folks are scattered and forced to move, both for themselves and for the surrounding community. So that's an issue that activists and folks who live at the lake are raising, one of the reasons they say they would like to stay.
That, I think, though, that guidance went out before there'd been numerous efforts to vaccinate homeless Angelenos. So do you, I haven't followed what the percentage of homeless population that's been vaccinated, but I know there's been a very active effort in that.
Yes, Mitch O'Farrell mentioned that during a press conference yesterday, that there has been an effort to vaccinate folks at the park. But I do not have numbers in terms of how many folks have been vaccinated and, you know, what that percentage might be.
Yeah, because obviously you don't want people to be in a vulnerable position if they're unvaccinated, where they're going to be at risk of COVID-19. We're talking with Libby Denkman, KPCC reporter, who was at Echo Park Lake this morning with a protest that I understand at least briefly closed Sunset, with the protesters gaining attention for their cause to allow the residents to stay in the park.
Yes, that was when the protest moved from the shores of the lake over to Mitch O'Farrell's office. That is one of the satellite offices. It's on Sunset. And, you know, sort of theatrically calling for Mitch to get to work and, you know, wondering if he was going to come out and meet with the residents. The residents there say that he has not been willing to have a sit down with them. O'Farrell's office says that they've been working with the community and doing a lot of outreach work. So, you know, you hear different things. I think overall, this is just a situation where the city is caught trying to manage, as you mentioned in your intro, the desires of some members of the housed community in Echo Park neighborhood, who have, for example, started a petition asking for the park to be cleared, versus many other folks who are allies of this community, this tent community, that's really become kind of like a commune there on the north side of the lake, who say that this is a place of safety. This is a place where people are supporting each other. They have rudimentary sanitation services going, and they are creating an example of an alternative to supporting folks who are out on the street who are very vulnerable and you know, feel a sense of safety in this community.
So, yeah, it's a very clearly a very divided community. And I don't even know if the residents of the larger Echo Park community have been surveyed on this. But we at least hear anecdotally whenever we devote segments to the residents of the park itself, there seems to be a broad split in the community. And I'm looking forward potentially next week on Air Talk to opening up the phones, hearing from Echo Park area residents to be be able to weigh in on this and what their concerns are on both sides of the matter. We're joined by Libby Dankman, who earlier today was at Echo Park Lake as the protest took place, protesting the removal of the residents, many of whom have been there over a year, I think, at Echo Park Lake, them being removed for this rehabilitation project at the lake. Libby, are they planning to fence the park out and keep people out generally from Echo Park Lake?
Yes, that's the word, that there is going to be a closure, complete closure of the park for some time to do the work of rehabbing, for example, the boathouse, the playground, doing some landscaping and plumbing work. Really, it's been confusing what exactly will happen because we can't seem to get a full answer out of Councilman O'Farrell's office or the Parks Department about, you know, what that process will look like. We, folks at the lake say it's going to involve fences going up and there will be a notification process. But again, it's a little bit confusing, a little bit uncertain, a lot of rumors going around about this. And, the lake residents themselves were calling for protesters who showed up this morning to actually do a sleepover tonight because the fear that they have is that there will be an overnight raid, an overnight sweep, and they want folks to be present there to witness it, to try to discourage the city from doing an unexpected clearing of the lake at a time when not a lot of eyeballs are watching.
Thank you so much, Libby. Appreciate you reporting on what happened earlier today, part of this ongoing story of the future of those living in the encampments at Echo Park Lake in Echo Park. You're listening to Air Talk on KPCC.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.